Voters in Ohio will have to pay for their own postage stamps if they want to vote by mail after a state board last night denied a request for prepaid postage from Ohio's Republican Secretary of State. It's the latest bout in a battle over mail-in voting in the swing state that's also the site of several lawsuits over voting rights. Frank LaRose is Ohio's Secretary of State, and he joins us now. And first, what's your reaction to the decision to deny prepaid postage for mail-in ballots?
You know, Tanya, my real concern is about getting the ballots back as soon as we can. Sure, it's an inconvenience. It's important, though, to emphasize that Ohio has three good choices. Really, you can vote absentee in Ohio. There's 4 weeks of doing that. Anybody that wants to can vote absentee. We're encouraging that by sending every registered voter in the state an absentee ballot request form along with a self-addressed envelope for sending that back. And the good news is we've seen recently, over a million Ohioans have already requested that absentee ballot, which is by far a record in that. So that's good news. But we also have 4 weeks of early voting where, again, anybody that wants to can go vote early. And then, of course, the polls will be open from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. on Election Day. So as much as I'm disappointed, and this, by the way, is a request that I began making back in May. But one other choice that you have in Ohio is that if you don't want to mail it in, every county board of elections has a secure 24/7 drop box that's available. This is the first general election ever in our state's history that that's the case. So, again, two good choices for how you return your absentee ballot. It's unfortunate we didn't get the postage paid envelope, so.
Okay, I want to break down the process in Ohio a bit more. Thank you for giving us all of those details. You mentioned that more than a million requests for absentee ballots have already been received. Do you think the state is prepared to handle this volume of absentee voting?
Generally, our boards of elections are built around the assumption that they're going to get between 20 and 25% of their ballots in by mail. I've told our boards of elections way back in March to prepare for that number to potentially double. That's why we pushed the CARES Act money that we received in Ohio almost immediately out the door, of course, to buy personal protective equipment and hire extra staff, but also to buy additional mail handling equipment. Something as simple as that $1,000 machine that slices open envelopes could be a big process improvement for a small rural county that traditionally had cut all those envelopes open by hand, for example. And then, of course, as I mentioned, adding extra staff is key as well.
Well, Frank, I want to ask you about that extra staff. So the state's 88-county Board of Elections reported they had hired nearly 34,000 poll workers so far. But that's less than the 37,000 needed for Election Day. How short are you on poll workers now, and what are you doing to close that gap?
We really need, as you said, 37,000 just to open the polls on Election Day. That's the bare minimum. At the most recent count, they were up to 44,000. I want them to get to 55,000. I'm confident that they'll get there. A lot of good things going on, and we're asking Ohioans to step up and answer this call to duty by going to voteohio.gov and signing up.
One of the challenges, though, is COVID-19. Have you considered what will happen if some of those poll workers get COVID-19 before the election? I mean, statistically, it's possible. What are you telling local election officials they should do if they find out someone on their staff is infected? Is there a process in place for this?
There absolutely is. In fact, we put out to our county boards of elections over a month and a half ago a set of guidelines that were developed in conjunction with the CDC and our Ohio Department of Health, of course, that they not come to work if they've had a known exposure. Also happy to report that we've seen a number of Ohio companies that have stepped up to donate personal protective equipment. Voting locations and those early voting locations will be safe and healthy.
You're being sued by the League of Women Voters of Ohio, the NAACP of Ohio, and other groups over a rule that allows each county to have just one drop box for absentee ballots. You actually blocked Cuyahoga County's plan to provide drop-off sites at libraries. Those who filed suit say you're making it harder for people to vote. Why limit the number of places people can drop off their ballots?
Well, certainly not going to get too deep into pending litigation, except for to say I've long been a fan of expanding the Dropbox program in Ohio. I've made that very clear. The question is, do I have the legal authority to do it? Title 35, which is our state law that lays out how elections work, makes it very clear how ballots must be returned to the director of the Board of Elections. And to be clear, what I did yesterday with Cuyahoga County is I asked them to hit the pause button, because with two pending pieces of litigation on this, we need to be very careful about moving forward and making sure that we're not creating more uncertainty for Ohio's voters. And so that may be a perfectly reasonable plan, but we just have to push the pause button on that for now.
I want to ask you about something else. The Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee have actually intervened in those lawsuits in your defense. National GOP groups are involved in voting litigation in several states, but usually in reaction to lawsuits by Democratic groups. In Ohio, they're fighting nonpartisan plaintiffs. Do you worry that people will see the Trump campaign's involvement and accuse you of making access to the ballot a partisan issue?
Well, anybody that accuses me of that simply doesn't know me. This is something that I take very seriously. My oath of office to serve as Ohio Secretary of State means that I serve all people. Although I was elected as a Republican in this role, I wear the referee's jersey. What I do is so much bigger than party. I mean, think about this. What we do as elections officials is protect the very foundation of our way of life. That's way bigger than party, and that's something that I take very seriously. And anybody that would say that the actions that my office takes are partisan, it just simply not paying attention.
That's Frank LaRose. He is Ohio Secretary of State. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.